The following is a special episode of The X-Files. Viewer discretion is advised. Filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
I don't know what it is about a full moon. It's just
something about it. People just go off the wall. I mean, these are some pretty scary neighborhoods to begin with. I haven't been on the job that long myself, but I've seen more than my fair share. Crazy stuff. When the moon is full, it's just like times 10. I don't know, maybe it's the tides or something. Yeah, but irregardless, you know, we're on the job, and if that makes people breathe a little easier knowing we're out there, or be a little less nervous walking the streets at night, well, that's a good feeling. Okay. We got a report of somebody lurking around the neighborhood making noise. Actually, I take that back. I got a report of a monster lurking around the neighborhood. What? Hey, it's a full moon. A lot of drug activity in this district. You're probably looking at somebody rattling doorknobs, trying to steal some money for a quick fix. Usually they're not the stealthiest of criminals, so maybe we'll get lucky. Sneak up on them. Out of a dispatch. I don't see anything. Can you let the lady inside her house know I'm out here?
212 Adam, copy your request. Calling now.
Figures, doesn't it? A lot of scratches. Maybe a big dog's probably what she saw. Sheriff's Department.
Es el clown monster. Trata de meterse dentro de mi casa.
Mira,
yo lo vi. Mátelo.
No, mom.
Es un monstruo idiota.
No, señora.
Búscalo.
Man, it's scaring something.
No, come on, get out, back to the car! Come on, run!
need assistance. I need assistance at 500 Black Mogul. I need assistance.
Responding to a 921 at this house right here, and the prowler call.
You flipped it?
No, no, hell no, I didn't flip it. Yeah. We were parked. We were attacked.
By who? By gangbangers? Keith.
Yeah, it was gangbangers.
Okay, fan out, sir. Okay.
Hey, sorry, you better double everybody up.
Okay, hold on a minute. Everybody double up. Set me up a command post and check on that airship. How many?
SCC, do we have an airship rolling?
I didn't get a good look.
Maybe, 417 suspects on foot. Just
ran back north of Harlem. Armed suspects! Bring some units around the ball. Howling Street!
Case you're working on.
So who are we looking for?
Not who, what?
What the hell is going on here?
You okay? You all right?
See the claw marks here? Someone tried to get in. Hey, deputy? Deputy, can you describe for me what you saw?
I mean, it's pretty dark, and I didn't really see.
I don't know why. I don't know. Well, you must have seen something in order to run away from it. Huh? You were responding to the same call we were, of a monster prowling the neighborhood.
We've been to this house before. The lady has a history of medication. Know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe, but she's not the only one seeing monsters. There's been half a dozen such sightings in this area in the past 60 days. Were you aware of that? Also, these sightings only occur on nights when there's a full moon, which tells me something.
What?
What you saw was large, right? Maybe 7 to 8 feet tall when it stood up on its two legs, and it was covered in fur, and had glowing red eyes and claws. Claws sharp enough to gouge the wood off that front door.
You're not serious.
And dare I forget, teeth. It bit you, didn't it? Man, look at that. Deputy, how long are you going to hide that from the EMTs?
I don't even know where that came from. I mean, I didn't see anything that he's talking about.
Big chief, 8 feet tall. What the hell are you describing?
A werewolf?
Excuse me.
It's what did that. It also attacked one Hyman Escalera 29 days ago during the last full moon. Hyman died of his wounds in Compton General Hospital, but not before giving a detailed description of what attacked him. My partner and I are here to catch it. Unfortunately, though, Deputy, you've been bitten. The skin is broken. Werewolf law pretty much universally holds that someone who's been bitten by such a creature is going to become such a creature himself, so...
Well, wait a minute. I mean... See, but that's not what really happened, though.
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to be isolated and kept under guard.
With all due respect, what the f***
are you talking about?
Talking about preventing this man from becoming a danger to himself and to others.
Can I see your badge again?
Agent Mulder, can we have a word a second?
Excuse me. Hey, what is it?
What is it? Mulder, have you noticed that we're on television?
I don't think it's live television, Scalise. You just said...
But it's a camera, and it's recording. It's recording everything that you are saying. Do you understand that? I just want to make sure that you're clear on that.
I'm clear on that, Scully.
My point being, Mulder, that we are on a case.
Yeah, this presents an opportunity. I feel we're very close here, and the possibility of capturing concrete proof of the paranormal, of a werewolf in front of a national audience, even an international audience, what's not to love?
Oh. Look, Mulder, if you want to talk about werewolves to me, you can knock yourself out. I may not agree with you, but at least I'm not going to hold it against you. But this, Mulder, this could ruin your career.
What career? Scully, I appreciate it. You don't want me looking foolish. I do. I appreciate that.
I don't want me looking foolish, Mulder.
Okay, fine. Well, do me a favor. Will you just escort Deputy Wessel to the hospital? Just keep an eye on him in case I'm right. Thank you.
I'm going to call Skinner, Mulder.
Okay.
I'm sure he's going to want to say a couple words about this. Guys, give it a rest, huh?
Por favor, me tiene que creer. Lo vi con mis propios ojos. Mire, pasó por ahí. Era el promontre, yo lo vi. Pasó por ahí por la ventana. Y pasó por ahí, lo vi por la ventana de mi cocina. Por favor, si tú tanto que entras, se metes dentro de mi casa. Por favor, hagan algo. No me diga que me calme. Hagan algo, por favor.
She says, I guess she's calling it a claw monster, was trying to break into the house and get her. It was big and had claws pretty much. It's going on and on.
Yeah, all right. Tell her to describe it in detail to the sketch artist. Will you work with her?
Claw monster?
Yeah.
Just do it, Ricky.
Okay.
Hey, Ricky. Look at that. Excuse me. Look at this. It's like five claw marks. Just like the human hand has five fingers. Pretty much the same spread, too.
Agent, you seriously believe we're looking for some kind of a...
I'll show you. This. This is what Hyman Escalera described just before succumbing to his injuries. 10-1, that's what Mrs. Guerrero is going to describe, too.
Sir? Sir? We got your suspect.
Claw monster.
Boy, you know, they kill him in every movie and he just keeps coming back.
I'm sorry. This is strange.
Mm-hmm. Ross is Mrs. Guerrero. We're looking for gangbangers.
You don't need some guy dressed up like Freddy Krueger, do you? Can somebody walk me to my car? It's kind of dark out and I'm parked up the street.
Yeah, come on, Ricky. I'll walk you to your car.
Can I return this vest later?
Yeah, you can return the vest later.
See what she's
That's
telling.
What she's saying. That's the claw monster, man. One, two, three.
You catch!
Catch him?
See, you catch.
How's Deputy Wessel? You let him get released?
Well, those weren't teeth marks, Mulder. They turn out to be insect bites. Individual welts or stings of some sort. Together, they just look like a larger pattern. Especially when we want them to. Although it was an understandable conclusion that I'm sure anybody would have made.
So what did Skinner say?
He said that the FBI has nothing to hide. And neither do we.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Scully, I'm not entirely convinced that we're looking for a werewolf anymore.
Oh. All right. Good.
Something else. I'm not sure what. Some other kind of creature, though. That I'm sure of. Hey,
what's going on? Six blocks from here. Could be what we're looking for.
No. You go with someone else. Watch out on the doctor.
Ricky.
That's what I was afraid of, Scully.
Now, when a fellow officer goes down in the line of duty, or even if it's not a fellow officer, if it's just somebody working part-time with the department in a support artistic capacity, you know, like Ricky there, we all feel it. That there is every cop's worst nightmare. That's when you got to cowboy up and give 150%. Catch the bad guys.
Last call from his phone was made to the road club. Ricky Kohler requesting roadside assistance for his flat tire. He asked him to hurry. He said he didn't feel safe. What's that?
Our suspect, apparently. Slash marks match up pretty well, wouldn't you say?
Somebody lost a nail.
Nice color.
Check out this color, Mulder. Blood red.
Hey, who called 911 on this?
Hey, Stephen Eady. Sergeant Paula.
Hey, Stephen Eady.
They're a good pup. They usually call us if there's trouble in the neighborhood.
Ooh. Oh, my God, look at this. All these people.
Are we fine?
Well, can y'all tell us what happened?
Not with me looking like this. Mm-mm. Now, you should know better than that, Sergeant Paula.
Like she gonna run from a camera.
Look at here. We heard all this screaming. Peeked out the window, and this boy with crazy hair was having a conniption fit all rolled up there by the phone.
You didn't see his attacker?
I'm ready for my close-up.
Oh, ain't nobody care about your scabby ass. This police business. Now, I didn't see... What you say? Attacker? No, he was just kind of all rolled up and yelling.
Did you see anything that looked like this?
Ooh, stop.
Or this?
Ooh, excuse me?
That's gonna give me nightmares.
So you didn't see anything at all? Nothing.
No.
Did you see a woman?
John Tara. I know that skank-ass color anywhere.
Sure do.
John Tara Streetwalker?
She worked the corner. She on the pipe.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't associate, you know what I'm saying? Well, we should go talk to Shantara then.
Well, I wish you would.
That's right.
Hey, when I'm gonna get my own TV show? If I didn't care,
not
more than words can say.
So apparently we're on the lookout for someone whose hair matches her fingernails. Bubblegum pink. That'd be a good color for you, Scully. I'd have to say that at this point in the investigation, I'm usually a little more secure in what it is we're actually investigating, but we've had so many conflicting eyewitness reports that it's hard to ascertain exactly what it is we're looking for. But the crimes we are investigating are paranormal. I can say that with absolute conviction. And the nature of these crimes, they're notoriously hard to quantify on any kind of rigorous scientific level, as Agent Scully will tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which in its own way is a kind of a validation, if you think about it, in and of itself. But, you know, that's our job. That's why they pay us the big bucks.
Bubblegum pink.
Don't run, FBI!
Chantara Gomez!
Don't run!
Chantara Gomez?
Can I see your hands, please?
I didn't do nothing!
Can I see your hands, please? It's okay. I need to see your hands.
Show her your hands.
Earlier this evening, a man was attacked. He was badly slashed. And you realize that this places you at the crime scene.
Fisher and Belmont, that's your usual hang, isn't it, Shantara?
Look, I heard screaming, okay? And I went and I tried to help this guy, and when I heard the sirens, I just ran away, okay? I didn't do nothing.
All right, look, I believe you. I think you saw something, you witnessed something. Tell me what it is.
I can't.
You can tell us, Shantara.
Shantara, if you're afraid that what you tell us, we're not going to believe it, don't be. So whatever it is you saw tonight, whatever it is, whatever you think you saw, however strange or terrifying or bizarre, you are not going to surprise me, okay?
You'll protect me from Chuco?
Who's Chuco?
Mi novio. He's the one who cut that guy up, not me. I didn't do anything.
I'm sorry, what?
Mi novio, her boyfriend.
No, I got that.
Look, he's been chasing me for a week, okay? He said he was gonna twist my neck off like a little chicken if I didn't give him more money.
Chuco.
Chuco Munoz, the cops know who he is.
It's my favorite part of the job, knocking down crack out. I heard that.
I don't understand.
Chantara?
I told you everything you need to know. Why can't I just go now? I just want to go
First
home
of all,
now.
You are not out of the woods yet as far as possible accessory charges, all right?
Chuco's the
So the sooner we find him and sort this out, the sooner I hope we can let you go.
He's gonna kill me. You don't understand. He's gonna kill me. He told me he was gonna twist my neck off like a chicken.
Shantara, no one's gonna kill you.
He's gonna kill me.
Shantara, look around you. You see all the deputies here? You see? No one is going to get you. Now, what's more, Deputy Russell here is going to keep an eye on you while we go and put the cuffs on Chuco. No one is going to get you.
Munoz, the man himself. Only distinguishing feature is a tattoo on his skull.
He's not our guy.
What do you mean?
I don't care how bad his rep is, he can't turn over a squad car.
Yeah, maybe not by himself, but he's probably got friends, right?
Something else going on.
Let's hit it.
Looks like an OD.
Yeah, but how long ago?
A couple days, maybe a week. We didn't attack Ricky Kohler, that's for sure. Shots fired.
It was here.
Keith!
It was here. Oh, man. I heard her screaming, and I tried to stop it. I swear to you, I tried. I did everything I could do. I did everything I could do.
What is it, Mulder?
What? Call it in.
212 Boyer, possible 927.
wish someone would explain to me what the hell is going on here. It just doesn't make sense.
Keith Wilson may be a little green, but he is a solid deputy, a squared-away individual. Nothing could have gotten past him and killed that woman.
There's no sign of what he was shooting at. This was all we found.
9mm. It's our issue.
Why not?
It's lying in the middle of the street. It doesn't look like a ricochet.
Maybe Wetzel hit what he was aiming at. Excuse me. Hey, deputy. You ready to talk to me now? You and I both know you saw something. We're way past claiming you didn't.
I only know what I thought I saw.
Well, describe it for me.
The Wasp Man.
The Wasp Man?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Scary stories my older brother used to tell me when I was a kid about a monster, a head like a wasp, and a mouth full of stingers instead of teeth. He said that it would come get me in my sleep and that it would sting me to death.
So you're saying that the Wasp Man attacked you both times here and earlier in the patrol car?
I am not saying that that's what it was, okay? I mean, they didn't see it. It's not on the videotape. This can't be real.
No, I think maybe it can. You just relax a minute. Excuse me. Scully? We came on this case looking for a werewolf, right?
No, you did. That's correct.
Hyman Escalera claimed he was attacked by a werewolf, and the wounds that he sustained would seem to bear that out, right? And then Wetzel over here sees a wasp man with stingers for teeth, and he gets a bite mark that you say is irrefutably insect-like, right?
No, that's not exactly...
And then another eyewitness claims she sees Freddy Krueger. Hey, Scully, what if we're dealing with one creature, one entity, that when it attacks appears to you as your worst nightmare? Fear. Maybe that's what this thing feeds on.
Okay, well, for the sake of this argument...
Yeah.
How would one catch something like that?
Probably by figuring out how it chooses its prey. I mean, it seems to spread like a contagion, doesn't it? One person's fear becomes the next. There's a definite chain of victims. Tonight it went from Mrs. Guerrero to Wetzel and the sketch artist, and then from the sketch artist to Shantara Gomez, and then...
Shantara Gomez back to Wetzel,
right.
But you're missing someone, Mulder.
Who?
Edie. Steve and Edie, they're a part of this chain, too, and according to your theory, they would have been attacked, right?
Back at the home of Steve and Edie, probably check on them because they seem to fit a victim profile.
I'm sorry, are you talking to me? Steve, you're gonna be all right?
I'm all right. Somebody gonna ask if I'm all right. I'm the victim. I'm the victim here. He don't treat me right.
All right.
You better appreciate me or I'll walk out that door.
We're not here to get involved in any kind of personal...
He treats my mama with disrespect.
I know.
He treats me with disrespect.
We're not here to get involved in personal problems.
See? You shut up.
Settle down.
He won't make love to me. I should have never trusted you, Steve.
Right.
Oh, no, no.
Lucky guy, Steve. The reason why we are here is because we are concerned about your safety. We're concerned about your lives. You witnessed a violent attack right across the street from your house.
So you say. I just saw a rolled up boy with crazy hair.
Now, take our word for it. Because of your proximity to the attack, we think you may be targeted as well.
Why? Because we call the police.
No, that's not why. That's not why. I can't really explain it exactly, but I think the key is to remain unemotional. Okay? Try to stay calm. Try to keep your heart rate down. Try to keep your adrenaline down. Just try to relax.
Oh, no.
Just, you got it.
Oh, no. Oh, you. Oh.
You having maybe we should stay here for a little while. All right, let's just relax.
Just relax.
Mr. Mulder,
look at you. I got to go to bed.
How you doing, Edie?
Miss Phillips, sir.
I'm scared.
You're scared?
I'm scared he don't leave me.
Should
take him to a hotel?
We don't need no hotel. Mm-mm. We've been living in this house for 17 years. Oh, yeah. Nobody's gonna chase us out.
Mm-mm. You
know what's right? Now, I didn't say that. I said, ain't nobody gonna chase us out. Mm-mm.
Oh, God. More of you?
We any closer to an arrest?
I'm afraid not. Mulder, what next?
Well, I'd say we should station a couple deputies out here, but I don't think it's coming back here. We're just playing catch-up with this thing. It doesn't do what you'd expect. And, well, we got 4 or 5 hours till the moon sets. The attacks only occur on the full moon. And we're out of luck.
Well, I want to examine Shantara Gomez.
For a possible contagion?
Your contagion of fear?
Yeah.
No.
No?
But if I can't figure out what this thing was, at least I can figure out what it wasn't.
All right, make it fast. Fill that tank up with gas. Deputy, you're the only person that's seen this twice, so I'd like to ride with you if you don't mind.
Let's go.
Thanks.
Do you really believe me? You really believe I saw what I thought I saw?
Yeah, I believe you.
Why?
Why do I believe you?
Yeah, I mean, what proof do you have what I'm saying is real? I mean, it's not on the videotape.
The camera doesn't always tell the whole story.
What about your partner? Does she believe me?
I don't think she thinks you're lying.
Yeah, but what? Maybe I'm crazy? I've been on the job 18 months. All I ever want to do, right out of the gate, I get some kind of rep like I'm crazy. I mean, you know how cops are. How's somebody supposed to live that down?
I don't know. I guess just do good work.
I mean, it's a hard enough job already, you know? You want to help people, but it's like the freaking Wild West out here. You know, people hate you. And every shift, I go out thinking,
go ahead.
I go out thinking, you know, there is somebody out there who wants to take me out. Am I gonna run into him tonight? And it's hard to have a fast-track career in law enforcement when everybody thinks you're nuts.
Tell me about it.
Shantara Gomez, age 31. Apparent cause of death was the fracturing of the second and third cervical vertebrae. There are contusions consistent with a choking or a throttling by very powerful hands.
People are saying her pimp killed her from beyond the grave. That's the story going around. It's crazy, huh?
Well, let's see if we can put that story to rest, shall we?
The other thing I heard was something about contagion, like with this body.
That's completely inaccurate. It's, investigation is we're moving towards an apparent chain of victims, and I seriously doubt that we're going to find anything that looks like a contagious pathology here.
Because, I mean, if we were, we should be taking precautions. If the body could be contagious, you know, we're not even wearing masks.
Look, this is obviously a murder here. I mean, this woman died of a broken neck, right? Not the Honda virus.
What about the Honda virus?
Nobody. I was it was a figure of speech.
It's just the reason I ask is why is it so urgent to do an autopsy at 3 a.m? I mean, that kind of rush, it's just unheard of.
We are trying to look for the killer.
We got murder victims stacked 3 deep in the freezer. Plus, you got this camera crew recording everything. Why?
Because the FBI has nothing to hide. Look, there is no ulterior motive here. It's just... Are you going to help me out here or what?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Why did you mention the Hantavirus? Oh, my God.
Call 911. Call 911! 911! Get out of here! Come on! It's not the Hantavirus. It looks for all the world like the Hantavirus, but I can promise you that it's not. Well, I mean, she exhibited all of the symptoms, the hemorrhagic fever, the severe chills, acute shock. But, I mean, the thing is that they all developed in a matter of seconds. And the Hantavirus doesn't kill that fast. I mean, no virus in the world kills that fast.
You're talking about the Hantavirus right before she died? Why?
Because she kept bringing it up. I mean, it was like the power of suggestion, Mulder. She was standing there. She was saying that she was afraid of contagion. And then all of a sudden, she just...
She was afraid. She was afraid. And her fear killed her in the worst possible way that she could imagine.
Well, what do you mean by that?
It's the same. It's the same MO, same as the others. What we've been looking for all night. This entity or force somehow vectored off Shantara Gomez to attack this other woman.
No, Mulder. I was standing right here. I didn't see anything. They didn't see anything.
Yeah, but you weren't afraid.
Well, I wasn't afraid, Mulder. I don't know what's going on here.
No, you weren't afraid for your life. Neither were Steve and Edie, and it left them alone. Mortal fear, I think that's what it comes down to. This thing, whatever it is attracted to that. Everybody who was attacked felt that intensely. No, it makes perfect sense. You said so. You asked me earlier, what would this thing be doing in Willow Park? Well, where else would it go but a high-crime neighborhood, somewhere where people live behind barred windows and are afraid to go out at night? Where's Deputy Wetzel?
Back on patrol.
You were walking around with him for 3 hours.
But I was with him. I was backing him up.
Like I said, there's something about a full moon. Things definitely get strange. Well, we checked every place else tonight. Let's check this place again.
Battering ram.
I get it. guns not to be any good.
Where's Wetzel?
We don't know. There's something out there.
Stay where you are.
Yeah.
Look at this. Scully.
Deputy Wetzel?
Wetzel? Wetzel! Wetzel! Wetzel, don't be afraid! It can't hurt you! Don't be afraid, that's what it wants! Now look, Wetzel! It can't hurt you! You're a damn sheriff's deputy, Wetzel! Don't be afraid now! And you're on national television, so cowboy up! Sun just came up.
You think the deputy stopped it, whatever it was?
Maybe just went away until the next full moon. I don't know, you gotta figure there's enough fear in the world that if it doesn't show up in Willow Park, it's gonna show up someplace else.
You didn't get the proof that you wanted, Mulder.
All depends on how they edit it together.
It's gonna be a hard one to write up.
132 in Bush, I've got him at gunpoint. Okay, gunpoint, 132 in Bush, covers code 3. Being sent.
Yes.